The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have been single for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron has been mostly single for a little while.
Yeah, just dating around.
Is that what we call it now?
Double, triple.
I just found an article, and I've passed it on to T-Hack, that talks about whether you have an addictive personality when it comes to love.
Might as well face it. You're addicted to the love. Blah, blah,
blah, blah. God, that video was hot.
I don't know it.
You what?
I don't think I know the video.
Somebody redid it. Maybe Shania redid it with the same thing. Oh. He's basically standing there, and then he's just got chicks in form-fitting black dresses with their hair slicked back, kind of like unaffectedly dancing to the song, holding their guitars.
Yeah.
You know, it's red background. You have to know.
Mm.
Give me 3 minutes and 50 seconds. I'll be back with you.
Yes, I mean it's a super hot video. Anyway,
it reminds me of the music video at the beginning of Love Actually with the one guy.
Oh, Christmas time. No, he never. He's like, yeah, love is all around. Dang it! Sorry, Christmas is all around us. Okay, here's the thing: in watching you be single, and watching you get into situationship after situationship, and watching what's happened to me since my divorce, I think each of us, you and I, are addicted to love.
Yeah.
Because you...
Really?
You make it a situationship because you want more.
Yeah, I get invested too quickly.
And I think just my prowess makes people just instantly fall in love with me, and I love that. I was kidding. No, I'm saying the fact that you guys let me say that without anybody interrupting.
You got
I feel this. Shut up. Yeah. Shut up, Aaron.
The texters were going to handle it for us.
No, it's
51059.
No, shut up. Don't be strong enough to say. What I really think is I'm the same way. Like, I can find enough in people, and I'm not trying to say anything bad about anybody I've dated, but like, I just get really happy to be around people, and I just want to be in love. It's just, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I totally get it. I think I'm similar.
I feel like I'm similar too.
Married, so you don't count. That's why I gave you the story.
Okay.
So I like, there are things, he's got like the things, like the questions or the traits that prove you're addicted to love. And I thought he could throw them at us and you go, yes, I'm that. No, I'm not. And we go back and forth.
At the end,
we see which one of us has more of a, we need a 12-step love program.
Mm.
Like, because it's a true addiction. Because I think, we had a friend in here who said some terrible things about me from my sign that I didn't like.
Oh, you didn't like it?
I didn't like it because it was mean, but it's not
but
exactly
it was
true. Is it? But then you're the same. No, because we have different moon signs.
Yeah.
She basically said, I love the chase.
Yeah, which you do. Because once you catch it, you're ready to dispose.
But then that doesn't feel like I'm addicted to love. So you might win this thing.
Maybe.
Might be more addicted to love. So yeah. Anybody,
is that winning?
Well, no. I mean, which would you rather be? A catch and release person or a love person?
I don't know.
I think it's more beautiful to want to be in love, right?
I agree. Yeah, since I'm that way, I agree.
Even though it might be pathetic as hell.
That's me.
Okay. All right, so play along in your cars.
See if you're addicted too. The first sign that you might be addicted to love, every person you've dated is the one.
I don't think so.
What percentage though?
Because I'm
more than 50.
Yeah. But it's not every. Mm. And there are times where like I'm aware where it's like, we're just dating for a bit. Sure, I'm getting attached, but I don't think that they're the one.
I sort of fit into that category too. Because I've definitely been in things where I'm like, well, this isn't great, but...
Yeah.
So, okay, nobody gets a point on that one.
Okay.
They
push to be serious and want to settle into a new relationship quickly.
I am 100% this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My God, but why?
I don't know. I think it's because I want that person. I want my forever
partner.
Like,
you want to move in, like, right away.
No.
God, I do. Like, it's just, I don't know. There's something about...
We're either doing this or we're not. Like,
Well, like, if you're around somebody and you have... Like,
I want to be around them constantly, but I don't want to move in yet.
Then why would you want them just, like, next to you? Don't you like waking up next to somebody?
Yeah, but I also like my sleep solo.
You can't, okay. So, we're each taking a point on that, but I might be way worse than you on this. All right,
we'll see.
Going.
You've had multiple relationships in a year.
Do situation counts as relationships?
Yes, points. Okay. Points for both.
Oh my God.
Let's see. You exhibit signs of codependency. Either of you, codependent?
I don't know, because I don't know what the signs are.
Yeah. I'm codependent.
Yeah, what's a sign?
Well, I just think what I just said. I want to be with somebody else. I think I get a point on this and maybe Aaron doesn't. I'm incapable of going and eating by myself.
Yeah, Aaron does a lot of stuff by herself. I agree.
Traveled by herself. She got on a train. Did you go on that train by yourself?
I did.
She got on the Georgetown Loop by herself.
Oh my gosh.
And everybody up there is like, what?
I went to a Red Rock show by myself. Like, I don't.
God, I would never do any of those things by myself.
Mm-mm. You should try it.
I'm a point ahead of you.
Their relationships burn bright and fast. Anyone? Anyone? Slacker? Anyone? Slacker?
Yeah,
anyone?
Maybe.
God!
Point for both, maybe?
Yeah.
You think bright and fast? Okay. Yeah. This one feels unfair, but I gotta ask it. They've been married or engaged several times. And if
Are you taking a point?
No.
Because you've never even been engaged.
Never been engaged, never married. I've only lived with one person.
Mm. But yeah, did you talk about getting engaged? But you weren't actually.
That doesn't count.
Doesn't count. Okay.
How many more of these do we need? Because I'm just saying I'm lapping her now.
Yeah, let's do two more.
Okay.
You feel stress, anxiety, or guilt about being single.
None of those. There's some times where I feel sad because, like, looking at everyone post their, like, cute wedding photos, I'm like, aw. But that's it.
I cannot watch. I feel all those things. And let me tell you, I won't make this long, but I said it the other day. Now they're involving Jason Kelsey. Jason Kelsey is in a ton of commercials. He gets all these things. And now they're involving Kylie, his wife.
Oh,
she's in the commercials with him. And the way she looks at him and the way he looks at her gives me so much joy.
And envy.
And I didn't know what word to say. I was going to say stress, anxiety, but it's really envy. I'm like, my God,
goals.
What would that be like? They just look at, like, the way they look at each other. You're like, Jesus.
Yeah, that's
He's a big, dumb oaf. She is gorgeous. And intelligent, and they just mesh.
Yeah.
They're just perfect. Travis and Taylor, no. I'm not jealous of that at all. You are, I get it.
But I Jason would date either one of them, yes.
Taylor or...
all four.
Okay. All right.
The last one. When starting a new relationship, you love bomb your partner immediately. And your name rhymes with Schmacker and Schmearing.
Oh my God! Nobody love bombs. Aaron, please tell me you do.
I think I probably do a little bit. I try not to.
The term love bomb, like, because I used to, I'll chip in here as the, I used to be the, like, on a first date, you bring flowers on it. Like, you do those little things, especially early, but is that considered love bombing now?
I don't think so.
No, that's just courteous and polite and whatever. But I love bomb everybody.
Yeah.
If you say you like something, if I see it, I will buy it for you.
That's true. True.
Like, I just, it's not that I'm trying to, like, Aaron, I bought you the Harry Potter huge Lego set because I'm like, Aaron is going to love this thing. I'm not trying to be in love with Aaron. I just wanted her to have it.
So you're that's
the
point.
I'm addicted to love.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.